the Saturday program, you can bring up anything you want. We're here taking your phone calls live at 800-259-9231, and that number is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free on the site, so do enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. As we continue with your phone calls, we started out the show last hour talking about hazing. There's another story that has popped up in the news from Rutgers University down in New Jersey, where a young lady has been beaten to the point where she was covered, her buttocks were covered with blood clots and welts, in many cases denied food as well. There are plenty of stories. I mean, we could go down the, we could go and just do a startpage.com search and find a number of just horrifying hazing stories. But wondering what your experience has been. We also touched on underage drinking and more. So you can bring up anything. Let's go ladies first to, I believe, Carrie is with us, listening to KBBO or KUSA in Yakima, Washington.
Hi, yes. When I listened to the story, I was outraged. But the outrage to me is that this young lady would consider herself a victim, the one with her buttocks made bloodied, because it was all voluntary. And I just don't understand why any student or any child who's no longer a child, who's legally of age, would allow themselves to be beaten. And it had to have been, you know, over a long period of time for it to get to that state. She stayed there and allowed it to continue.
Yeah, this was over a period of days. And yes, she apparently did not. Apparently she did allow this, because it doesn't mention anything about her being held against her will.
Right. Well, most of them don't. It's most of these hazings are done because these kids are trying to prove that they belong in these sororities. And for some reason, they think that the way to belong is to allow people to have power over them. And I have never understood this. My children, I've had three go through this college experience, and none of them have ever, you know, I've raised them to be strong individuals so that they don't feel like they have to give power over someone else to be accepted. And I think that's sick. These kids allow themselves to be hurt to this extent to be accepted.
Right, just to get some friends? I mean, if that's what it takes for you to get friends, you've got some real problems.
How sad. And I hope that the authorities do not press charges, because as bad as it is for these other kids to cause this kind of harm to another person, it was voluntary. And, you know, I mean, if you go up to somebody and say, here, go ahead and hit me, then is it a crime for them to hit you?
No, I don't think it should be.
I don't think so.
No.
Yeah.
So, well said tonight, Carrie. Any other thoughts?
Well, Carrie, I guess I have some questions. I mean, aren't there a lot of human institutions that are sort of, to some extent, founded around hazing? For instance, I've in the military, it used to be a common occurrence. I'm not so sure it's as common as it used to be. But it used to be a common occurrence for, young men to be given a can and told to go pick up cigarette butts. And they'd participate in all kinds of hazing rituals and boot camps. Camp and things like that. And is it okay there?
I don't think that's really considered hazing, although I'm sure there's been instances where it has been, where it's just been the fellow Marines or whatever doing it to one another and has been kind of overlooked. But there's a purpose behind the real strict disciplinarian type of, you might even call it torture, some might, is to harden these boys, because they're going to be boys and girls, because they're going to be facing much worse out of the field. That's a little different than a sorority that serves no purpose whatsoever, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay.
Well, I don't know if I agree with humiliation or ridicule in any circumstance, whether they're using the military.
I think that in the military, where you're going to have to, where a young man is going into a situation where he's going to be expected to follow an order to,
right,
you know, take that hill, and if any hard bullets come your way, catch him with your soft body. If that's the kind of order that guy's going to get, yes, you do have, it would be legitimate for an institution to
humiliate that person.
How else are you going to get that young guy to run up that hill? You know,
why would humiliation encourage someone to follow orders? Because,
well, that's worked for hundreds of years, though. And they've tried other things, but this is what has worked for hundreds of years. So I'm in support of it myself.
You're in support of hazing if it's in the military, but not any other time?
I'm supportive of the strict type of training, if you want to look at it that way, when it has a purpose. When it's just to have power over somebody else, and to have a chance to do to unto others as was done unto you.
You don't think that's what goes on in the military? I mean, we're talking about hazing here. We're not just talking about giving somebody an order and having them follow it for some sort of purpose. Hazing is subjection to harassment or ridicule, to subject freshmen and newcomers, et cetera, to abusive, humiliating tricks and ridicule. I don't think there is any time at which such things are appropriate.
Are you talking about the fellow Marines, their fellow soldiers doing that to one another? Are you talking about the people who are over them in authority doing that?
I don't know exactly what we're talking about, but if it's harassment or ridicule, if it's humiliation, I don't think that's appropriate.
Well, like I say, my dad was Marine Corps. My uncles and my brothers have all been in the Marine Corps, and they came back better men from having gone through it. So it works. That's all I know. But that's a different thing. They were being trained for military, for battle, for very harsh.
I don't think humiliating somebody trains you for battle in any way, shape, or form.
I think
shooting,
it does. See, that's
running, climbing,
absolutely.
That trains you for battle.
Now,
you have to be mind. Your mind has to be trained, too.
You mean broken?
Yeah, in some ways, yeah.
That's what the Marines do. They break them all the way down to the point that they teach them how to use eating utensils. I mean, that's...
No, I don't support any of that. Thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Mark, there are people...
I don't support it either, Ian. I'm just...
Oh, you sounded like you did.
No, I'm telling you that the best way to get a bunch of 18-year-old numbskulls to pick up automatic rifles and run up some hill to go after some other 18-year-old numbskulls is to humiliate the crap out of them to the point that they only consider one person worth following, and that's the guy with the stripes on his shoulder. That's what works.
Gotcha. So you're saying it's effective, not that you support it.
Right. Wasn't that what we were talking about? What's effective? And that's what she was saying. What's effective? She did say that...
Why do you think that works? Because it, what, takes away their pride? It takes away their individuality or their ego?
That's the whole purpose of boot camp. Tear a man down so they can rebuild him.
Let's go to Doug, listening to WFLA in Clearwater, Florida. Doug, you're on Free Talk Live at the
How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Two calls before that guy was classic.
Yeah, he was great.
The government dating service guy?
Oh, yeah, the classic. getting back to the drinking age, one of the callers said when he was younger, I don't know which one is which, but one of the guys said when you were younger, your parents didn't teach you how to drink. You went off and did crazy things.
Yeah,
now,
that was me.
All right, now you just said that the 18-year-old numbskulls, for fighting their 18-year-old numbskulls. Well, guess what? When you're between the ages of 18 and 21, there's a lot of numbskulls out there. Okay,
That's true.
We can't all be afforded the greatness of great parents who teach us right and wrong and set us in our proper ways. So as a society, we just lay down a blanket law that says, all right, we're drawing the line of the sand, and it's 21 because we've got numbskulls. Okay?
What's your name?
And my name's Doug.
Doug, how's that working?
What's the alternative?
No, how's it working?
Well, let's see. We've got high death rates. We've got high death rates for speeding, drinking, driving. I would say it's working as good as it can based on the society that we have.
So you're saying that kids shouldn't be able to drink because some kids that drink will get into vehicles and drive?
I'm saying that the kids are going to break the law anyways, okay? But you have to draw a line in the sand and say, listen,
some people will use guns to commit crimes. Do you think that we should get rid of all the guns too?
No, I'm saying that you gotta have a little give and take, okay? Like, If we were
you seem really quick to take away other people's rights, but not your own.
No. It's a little give and take. We don't live in a utopian society. I know we all want to get there, but let's just use the example of the military that you guys just brought up.
Okay.
I don't want to have a military run by, let's say, the two of you that didn't break these numbskulls down and learn how to fight as a fighting unit to
I wouldn't run the military. I'll bring it back here in a moment if you want, Doug. Hang on, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Just a little give and take, right? That's just no big deal. We're just talking about people's freedoms here.
You give your rights, citizen. We'll take them
away. We'll take them.
That's how it works with the government.
Coming up, it's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Americans have heard much about change in recent times and are now waking up to the truth. Well, here's a few facts about your food you may want to change. Did you know that nearly 100% of the food on store shelves comes from a few corporations and that most is genetically engineered, chemically sprayed, and transported great distances? Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company, like you, wants to see Americans change and take control of their own food supply, one seed at a time. Over 12 years, we've become America's premier supplier of pure, non-GMO seeds with over 1,400 varieties. Gardeners and homesteaders know Baker Creek offers some of the most popular seed collection kits, like our large heirloom kit with 60 full-size seed packets for only $99. The kit contains 25 types of vegetables and comes packaged in a metal can for long-term storage for just $99. Look for our free catalog today at rareseeds.com. That's rareseeds.com or call 1-866-OLD-SEED. That's 1-866-653-7333 today.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you like vitamins, say, ilikevitamins.com. Vitamin lovers, it's your choice. Take pills and capsules with only about a 10 to 20% absorption rate, or take 10-in-1 liquid vitamin and mineral supplements at up to a 98% absorption rate. Yes, 10 formulas in one bottle. 10-in-1 liquid supplement is in your system in as little as 3 minutes. Just shake it and take it. Go to ilikevitamins.com now and see our amazing video. 10-in-1 is a multivitamin and mineral formula that supports vision, enhances immunity, reduces stress, helps your heart, memory and mood, energy, digestion, bones and joints, and has super antioxidant age-defying nutrients. All of that and saves money, too. 10-in-1 great-tasting liquid supplement is equal to taking up to 5 different products and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to ilikevitamins.com. That's ilikevitamins.com. Or call 256-444-8000. 256-444-8000. 10-in-1, the world's greatest liquid vitamin and mineral supplement. Distributors wanted. Details at ilikevitamins.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com, where the features are completely free, including stuff like our Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their validated photo or video showing they are indeed listeners of the program. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com, see it for yourself, and get involved. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. And don't forget to head over to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. Get signed up while tickets are still available for the upcoming March 18th through 21st of this year, 2010, Liberty Forum happening in Nashua, New Hampshire. It's a great opportunity to come up here and get together with hundreds of other like-minded, liberty-oriented people who are actually doing something about achieving liberty in our lifetime. It's a wonderful event. Judge Andrew Napolitano will be one of the keynote speakers at this particular event. There are also a bunch of other great speakers, as well as panel discussions, after-hours parties. It's a great time. FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum to learn more and get signed up. And don't forget, while they still haven't yet filled out the entire schedule, you get an early bird discount. Plus, if you use the Free Talk Live discount code, which is FTL, if you use that discount code to get an extra 10% off at freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. As we continue with your phone calls, Doug dropped off the line. So let's go to Charles in Tampa listening to WFLA. Hello, Charles. Charles?
How you doing, fellas?
Hey, you're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
This guy, Bob, he's a moron. What he was saying is on the borderline of communism. What's he going to do when the government wants to step in and put cameras in each room of his house? He doesn't know what he's talking about. The government's always trying. They're already trying to get in every aspect of our lives. What's he going to do when they trap him in the corner? Tell him you're going to do what we tell you. I hope he's listening right now.
You know, I think you're right. The government would love the idea of a dating service where they could essentially tell Americans how it is that they, who they could date and who they couldn't. And,
surprised it hasn't been proposed yet. That was the first time I've ever heard that one.
It was an unusual proposal, but, I can't disagree too much with what you're saying.
Well, he's high on something. I gotta believe that. Either that or he's stupid.
He just wants to be in charge.
Yeah,
just
that's
like
what
everybody.
He's high on.
Everybody wants to be in charge of somebody else and, tell you how it's
everybody
work.
Wants that. I don't want that.
It's common for people to want
that. The government wants that. They're doing this medical, observations. They're wanting to get into the medical routine of our lives.
Sure.
They're not really wanting to step in and help anybody.
Yep, there's nothing that the government people don't want to get into. And for people like Bob, who you're talking about, that called in last hour, for those that don't know, proposing the government gets into the dating service business. For people like him, he looks at the government and can identify all kinds of things that he thinks are wrong, and he believes that he knows best how if you just put Bob in charge, he would be able to run the government the way it should be run. And, of course, this is the fantasy of all sociopaths and psychopaths that want to have control over other people's lives, that believe that they know what's best, that they believe that their moral code is the right moral code, and that their way of organizing society is the best way of organizing society. And they're willing to, literally, as he pointed out at the very end of the call, they're willing to beat you up over it if you don't like the way they have their plans. Unfortunately for most of them, they aren't in charge, but many of them are, and you can find them in Washington, D.C., and your local
Correct.
State capitals, and your local city
Correct.
Councils.
Yep.
Thanks for the call tonight, dude. Appreciate hearing from you.
If you don't like the way they run it, they'll load you up on cattle cars and gas you, or they'll send the IRS after you if you don't want to sign up for their medical program. Isn't that what the proposal of the little medical thing they're doing here?
Let's talk to Walter, listening to WFLA FM in Tallahassee. Walter, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Walter? Going once? Walter?
Hello,
you're on the air.
Hey, how are you?
What's on your mind, Walter?
I think that everybody that's listening would probably agree that Bob is sort of off his nut a little bit, so I'm not going to even entertain that. But I did want to respond to the comments about the military, quote-unquote, hazing. And now, I believe that I do have some disagreements with certain sorority and fraternity hazing. The woman that called in said that it's pretty much just about friends. I know personally, because I come from a family that has a lot of involvement in sororities and fraternities, and it's a lot more than friendship, and they actually do a lot for the community when you actually get to know what the organizations are about. But
yeah, is that just a cover? Is the whole doing things for the community just a cover for an excuse to exist, basically? Like, do they have to do things for the community in order to be a sorority on some college campuses?
No, not at all. I mean, there are some that are very inactive, and because they're really not governed by any one person in particular, they can be not active in the community, but there are many that their roots run deep when it comes down to community service. There are many of them talking about maybe.
So you're saying I was too cynical. You're saying I was being too cynical when whenever I hear the college kids making that claim that, you know, it's not all just about drinking.
Yeah. I mean, I think so because, you know, clearly, whether you're in fraternities or not, on a college campus, there's a lot of drinking and many other things. And you don't have to be in a fraternity or sorority to experience that. But it's a perspective, on the outside. As far as for some of the ones I know that are on the inside, a lot of that does occur, but there's also a lot of positive, just like in, okay. you know, many organizations, a lot of positive things that they actually do.
I'll take your word for it.
As a cover up.
Thank you for that, Walter. Anything else you want to share tonight?
Yeah. Well, let me ask, now the military, you were asking about or making a comment about the military hazing and how, there's no purpose, for that. I really don't look at it as hazing. And you ask if being humiliated, how that actually prepared you for war. But I think that when it comes down to, well, let me ask you a question. Have you played any organized sports, organized football or high school football?
As much as anybody, but not like, any team or anything like that.
So
but
not organized, just like a pickup
mural or something.
Okay, well, when doing that, almost any organized sports team will have you do things that are a little humiliating, and I think it's to humble you somewhat, to lower your pride, where you realize that there's something greater than you out there, and it works.
I think that sounds to me like an excuse. I mean, if you hit the field in a football game and you screw up, you're going to be humbled. So it would seem to me that that's just an excuse to humiliate somebody and pass on the humiliation that at one time was inflicted upon somebody else. And it sounds to me like you experienced that.
I've played football since the age of six. Now, the thing is that do you want to receive the humiliation or understand about humiliation beforehand? Humility beforehand or during the game. And I think it's the same thing in the military is that they're preparing them for what's to come. And so to have to humiliate someone by having them do something like clean toilets with a toothbrush or go around, pick up all the cigarette butts, that's sort of light to me.
We had a co-host who was on a football team once. He told us that their form of humiliation was to give the other team members in the showers a hand job.
What?
Okay, yeah.
Because I recalled it. He's laughing. He's very familiar with that. Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you, man. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything, and this is Free Talk Live.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard around the world.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything if you dial on in toll-free. It's the live Saturday edition of the program, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away, so enjoy those, including our wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you, wikiwiki.freetalklive.com.
Do you hate making those extra trips to the back to the car to get the grocery bags? For the last few months at my house, we've been using, and Ian's too here, using the Totisac. It's a handle made of 100% recycled materials right here in the U.S., and it's designed to simplify all kinds of carrying tasks. You've got to see this thing to believe it. It's a little sort of hook handle thing, and it's great for carrying the grocery bags out to the car, back from the car to the out to the boat, wherever you're going to carry them. And you can use it for all kinds of other tools too, or purposes too. Totasac, TOTASAK.com, and you can go pick up a family pack there today. Totasac.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. We continue with your phone calls about whatever's on your mind, whether it's hazing or drinking, anything goes. Ladies first, Sharon is on the line listening to WFLA in Tampa. Hello, Sharon.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, super. Sharon, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I wanted to make a comment on the legal drinking age.
Sure.
When I turned 18, that was the legal drinking age.
Hmm.
And 3 months later, they changed it to 21. So, you know, here I am at the bar, and the next day I can't go to the bar anymore because it's not legal anymore. It's kind of funny.
Was that Florida?
No, this was in Michigan, actually, where I grew up.
Because, as you know, in Florida, it was it went from 19 to 21, and you know, they had some kind of grandfathering system for people that were born after a certain day or whatever.
Yeah, well, in Michigan, this was back in 78, and they changed it, and it was overnight from 18 to 21.
Hmm. Crazy.
And it was really hard, it was. But my comment was is that any drinking age, though, even if it's 18, 21, I personally found a way to drink with my friends when I was 16.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it's my comment is if you're gonna drink, you're probably gonna find a way to get it.
Absolutely.
Whether if it's the legal drinking age or not.
Right, and you know, in Ireland, there is no drinking age. If the bartender will serve you at the bar and you can get your head above it, you can illegally purchase beer there, and it's not a big deal. Somehow or another,
they don't have 10-year-olds stumbling through the streets.
I don't know if they do, but I haven't heard anything about it. I mean, American tourism goes on all the time over in Ireland. You'd think it would be a land of chaos and anarchy if the way mm-hmm. people talk about drinking ages, but it's not.
Exactly. I've heard the same thing myself that, you know, there is no legal drinking age, and yeah, if they can see over the cupboard or the over the counter, they can have it. And yeah, I mean, I guess that's absolutely true. You don't hear much about that.
Thank you, Sharon, for your thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Matt in Illinois on the AMP lines. Hello, Matt.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your
what
mind?
What happened to Sharon happened to me, too, except my state in Illinois, we went from I was able to drink at 18. When I turned 18, I was able to drink wine and beer from 1978 till 1980. And I was 20 in 1980 when they changed the law and I couldn't drink anymore.
How bizarre.
So you were mature enough one day, but the next day you were not mature enough anymore.
Right. New Year's Day.
And it's
ludicrous. 1981. I have a story. It's a little rough to tell. It happened to me when I was in Boy Scouts.
Oh, boy.
I went to a camp for 2 weeks up in Wisconsin, and I was maybe 11 or 12. I'm not sure exactly what year this happened, but there was a little ceremony that they did for some of the older kids, the Eagle Scouts and stuff, and they walked up to them, and they patted them, and they became some kind of Indian scout thing.
Right.
And This got really rough for me, but this was hazing. They did a mock ceremony for some of the younger kids, and they picked me out as one of them. And
it didn't happen to everybody. You were randomly chosen, or maybe not randomly.
It wasn't random.
Yeah.
There was two or three of us. There's actually, I think, three of us that they picked out, and they picked us out and they took us over and they said, okay, go back. We're not going to do nothing. Well, later on that night, they came into our tent, yelling and screaming. And one of the other kids that happened to be in the same tent that I was in refused to go with these guys. They were dragging us out of the tent. And one of them refused to go, and he was blubbering. And so they let him be. Mm. But I let them kind of drag me out. And then they stripped me naked, and I don't want to say they made me hump a picnic table, because I don't think they could really make me do it, but that's the activity that they wanted me to do.
You humped a picnic table?
There was a hole in it.
Oh, God.
And well, I got on top of it.
It was a consenting picnic table, right?
the picnic table was consenting.
I don't think there's anything morally wrong with this, Matt.
No, but it's very embarrassing.
Yes.
Later on in life, it was very humiliating, and it was done because I wanted to be accepted by the group. And later on, during the next school year, because this took place during the summer, and out of the two or three, well, I think there was three of us, the other two kids did not participate in that. I did, and I got patted on the back, but it was quite traumatic mentally. I hadn't thought about this for a long time. This topic came up on your show, and it got me thinking about this. And later on during the school year, some of the kids that were there with me told some girls in the school, and
oh no.
I got teased for quite a bit, as you can imagine.
Yeah. Mm.
And needless to say, I didn't stick around in the Scouts too much longer after that happened.
So you didn't, that did not manifest in you the desire to see something similar, something humiliating happen to someone else who was younger than you the next summer?
Oh, God, no. In fact, when I got to college, I stayed at GDI. I got invited to join a couple of fraternities, but I didn't want to because I was worried about the hazing.
Mm.
And so I stayed just an independent student and kind of, I got my own group of friends. I had my own group of friends in college, but, I didn't make it easy on myself.
Do you feel like, I mean, we had somebody call in a moment ago who was involved in team sports and he kind of brought up the idea that this was beneficial to him because it taught him humility. I mean, do you feel like that he was just making an excuse to justify the embarrassing things that he was forced to go through? Well, maybe not forced to, but encouraged to go through?
With him, it might have been a lot different because I think that, he was not like the only one. He was probably, probably other, it was like a team thing. There's probably a lot of other people that went in. But I'm not sure. I can't say what other people's experiences were. I can say mine. And
well, I think people justify things after the fact. Like Mark bought this really silly chair and he spent way too much money on it. This chair that sits in the studio and it's kind of broken now, but it did last you for a while, Mark. Everybody thinks it's just the most absurd chair they've ever sat in. And
I love that chair.
You love the chair. It's because you're likely justifying the fact that you spent way too much money after the fact. In the same way that this other guy's justifying being hazed by telling himself, "Well, it helped me with humility."
Why did I buy it in the first place then?
I don't know.
Because I liked
the
chair.
You were sold on it. You thought it was a good chair.
I think it is a good chair. See, I think that hazing for team sports, this mild hazing that goes on for, like, football, go run some laps or something like that, I think that is good for team sports.
What about the hand job? Is that mild?
I think that's the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
I think it's probably more commonplace than you know. Thanks, Matt, for the story. I appreciate you taking the time to tell it to us. It was very interesting. Appreciate hearing from you. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
In the late 21st century, the hardiest, most daring adventurers have begun to colonize the solar system, where untold mineral riches await them. Jealous of their wealth and fearful of their freedom, the government of Earth is determined to extend their power to this new frontier by any means necessary. Escape from Terra, an illustrated science fiction saga from Big Head Press. Read it online at escapefromterra.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the Wild Food experience.
I have about 15 Wild Food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of Wild Foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial in toll-free. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All of the features are free. And if you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. It's Amazon, the world's largest internet retailer. They sell virtually anything. Head on over to amazon.freetalklive.com. Get your shopping done. Get a great deal. Get free Super Saver shipping on a whole bunch of their brand-new items. And you can feel good because a percentage of the profits is going to Free Talk Live when you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com.
And if you're, you know, of the college age, and you're, you know, attending college, on your way into college, just on your way out of college, there's an internship program that I think you should know about. It's called Libertarian Internships, and you can go to libertarianinternships.com and check out internships in public policy, state organizations, national organizations, journalism, production, all of these things. They offer stipends, housing assistance, and seminars that teach you how to do these things. So go check it out at libertarianinternships.com. If you know somebody who's of that age, perhaps you need to let them know about it. And the deadline is very, very soon. It's I think it's going to be the first week in February. So go quickly to libertarianinternships.com. You got to sign up for an account once you get there to get the full deal. But they have some teaser information ahead of time.
Oh, by the way, coming up, we still have to do a giveaway of the Totesac, don't we?
Yes.
Okay, we got a two-pack of the Totesac to give away coming up here shortly. We'll give you the numbers at the appropriate time. In the meantime, we continue talking to you about whatever you want. Hazing has been kind of the general discussion, hazing and the drinking age and sort of, I guess, college-related things like that. Tonight, 1-800-259-9231. Just finished up a kind of a disturbing hazing story from one of our listeners, and I think that the people that are defending hazing, they kind of sound to me like the people that defend spanking, like that they've had something abusive done to them, and after the fact they're trying to you know, trying to cover it up or trying to kind of wall off whatever the humiliating feelings were that they felt at that time, and tell themselves a story about how it was beneficial and you know, that it was a positive experience in their lives. Obviously, that's not the case with everybody. As Nat in Illinois just pointed out, he's still disturbed by what happened to him.
I know. Had to drag spanking into this, didn't you?
I'm not saying that you have to ruminate on such things for the rest of your life, or that there's nothing wrong with burying it and moving on. I'm not saying that, but I think that's what I'm hearing when I hear people say that they think that hazing, you know, helped build humility within them, that there was something that was beneficial about it. And it seems to me to be just an excuse, that hazing is an excuse to abuse people and get away with it. And they are, you know, they are in most cases consenting to it. So if that's what you want to do, then by all means, go and do your hazing or receive your hazing and then do your hazing. If that's what you're into, hey, man, it's your life. You get to make those choices. But then again, things in some cases can go a little extreme with hazing and you know, involve actually going beyond the point of consent.
What bothers me about hazing is the age groups to whom it is done. Hazing is generally done to people who are of a, you know, lower age group, people that will accept it.
Are you sure that there aren't nursing home hazings going on out there?
I'm not certain of it, but I can tell you that the average adult, you know, a 38-year-old man isn't going to accept, that's what I am, isn't going to accept, it doesn't seem to
probably
me
true,
that they're going to accept hazing of any, you know, rigorous sort. I mean, I suppose that most organizations have some kind of culture that one has to become acclimated to, but I don't think that, you know, you're not going to get them to do it.
Yeah.
They're adults. They're not going to do that. No, thank you very much. You can have your job, but this stinks, or whatever organization it is. I'm not doing that. And what they do is they get these young kids that are much more likely to go through this stuff, and
easily abused.
Yeah, not acceptable.
Let's go to your calls. Steve, listening in Tampa to WFLA, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Steve. Steve, Tampa, going once. Steve in Tampa, going twice.
I had to take you off mute, sorry.
There you are, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
I'm retired military. I'm here in Tampa. I'm listening on FLA. I had no idea you guys were on, other than on the web, that you were actually on real radio stations.
Oh, well, so you'd heard of us before,
yeah,
listening?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, very cool. Well, actually, we started down in Sarasota many, many years ago, and now we got a whole bunch of radio stations on board. So.
Ah, cool.
So welcome back.
I love it. And libertarianism is growing by leaps and bounds, and thankfully.
Yes.
You can thank Free Talk Live for that.
Is that? Oh, I didn't know you guys were completely responsible for it. I knew something had to be, but I wasn't sure what it was. But
no, it's definitely not just us.
No, there's way too many of us running around trying to beat the drum for this. But I wanted to address the issue of hazing in the military.
Please.
As I said, I'm a retired military. I was in intelligence and special operations, which is why I'm retired here around MacDill Air Force Base. I never once experienced hazing as I understand it while I was in the military. So I'm trying to understand if I'm misunderstanding what you mean exactly by hazing.
Well, I think that
humiliation is what I consider hazing, a ritualistic style humiliation that tends to be passed down year after year to whatever the new recruits would be, and some sort of, again, just humiliating experience in front of others typically.
Again, depends on the degree at which you bring this up, you know, the idea of humiliation. I mean, basically, the military, it's taking a bunch of 18-year-old fire breathers. You have to remember, I mean, I joined the military in 1978, so it's like it was a volunteer military. You know, people only did it that wanted to. And you go in, and it's an 8-week course for basic training, which everyone has to take, in the Army at least. You oftentimes do things wrong. Oftentimes you have a bunch of people who have completely different backgrounds. I mean, I went into the military as an enlisted person, but I had a degree in physics. Had a guy there that was in my squad who had a PhD in philosophy. Okay, so I mean, you have, you know, the entire range of people that are there, and the entire effort behind that is to build people who don't focus completely on being individuals and what their concerns are, but focus more on the idea of functioning as a team. And that's what the whole training is about, is to get people to start functioning as a team and to realize their lives depend on that team effort. And this one gentleman which spoke earlier was talking about sports, organized sports. And there is somewhat of an analogy there just because of that. But it's so what it is positive and negative reinforcement, basically to elicit a team-like behavior. In various different units, some of it can be humiliating, but that's really dependent upon the individuals who happen to be running the show. Nothing can be physically harmful, but you have to realize when I say physically harmful, we're talking it from a military perspective, and the military does a lot of things which most people would not be able to do. I mean, physically you are expected to be able to perform at a much higher level.
Well, you mentioned humiliation. What would you consider humiliating that might have been done under those circumstances you're talking about?
I'm kind of trying to impute exactly what you're calling humiliation, because you got to remember I'm coming at it from a military perspective.
Let's just pick something. Let's see what you think is humiliating.
Bringing somebody out in front of the formation and telling them that they screwed up. Okay, it could be considered by some humiliating. I mean, it could very well be. But the real thing is it's not intended necessarily to be humiliating. It is intended to modify their behavior in a direction that they fulfill the mission that they're, in that situation to accomplish, which is to become a more team-oriented person as opposed to an individualistic-oriented person. I mean, if you think about it from the logical perspective in battle, most individuals, if they were only focusing on their own individual importance, would run away. It's pretty logical.
Yes.
Okay? So there has to be some taking all of this disparate group of individuals and turning them into this entity which understands that they have to depend on the guy next to them just as much as they depend on their own capabilities for them to be able to live.
Yeah, what I'm hearing you talk about is having somebody who's a superior chewing out somebody for bombing or screwing up a task. That I don't consider necessarily hazing. I think hazing, again, the dictionary definition, to persecute or harass with meaningless, difficult, or humiliating tasks. And I also think that ritualism is also a concept that comes into play, where it's something that whenever the new guys arrive, this is something that is done to them. And that's not what I'm hearing you describe. Thanks for the thoughts tonight and the call. I appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Howard 3's coming up.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com and get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. You'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs, plus a free extra gift so sensual we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, free shipping. And no, we're not teasing. Just type COIN for the offer code upon checkout. That's offer code COIN at adamandeve.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.